ஐங்கார ஹ்ரீங்கார ரகஸ்ய யுக்த ஸ்ரீங்கார கூடார்த்த மகாவிபூத்யா ஓங்கார மர்ம பிரதிபாதினிப்யாம் நமோ நம ஸ்ரீ குரு பாதுகாப்யா. Man has many, many levels within himself. The sensory level, the bodily level, mental level, intellectual level, emotional level, the level of ego, and lastly, the level of being, the level of self, the level of atma. What senses want fulfillment. What the body wants, profound rest. What the mind wants, fulfillment. Infinite ananda. That is the purpose of mind. And intellect will be satisfied only when the intellect is open to infinite. What the emotional level wants, emotional level want to remain in perfect ananda. What the ego wants, perfection in life. Perfection. His individual ego begins to enjoy the cosmic structure. It wants to unite itself with the cosmic ego. So when you are ego, when the individual ego becomes cosmic ego, then the ego is satisfied. And what the being wants perfection. It is already there. Being wants to enjoy itself all the time. So all these levels are not being touched by at all by educational system. The sensory level, the bodily level, the mental level, and the intellectual level. The present educational system touches only intellect. Only intellect. Information is being provided to the intellect. Information about external world, that's all. Information of all sorts of the universe, all kinds of knowledge in the universe are provided to intellectual level. So intellect means head value. Head value, head value, head value. So information is provided by human human existence. Man man is finding knowledge everywhere. Head value. Only head. He wants to gather more and more information about everything. But infinite information can't be provided. The present educational system touches only the head. It can't touch the emotional level. It can't touch the egoistic level. It can't touch being level. That is the reason why all coarseness, roughness, present in the ego, present in the emotional field, are not refined at all. That is the reason why we call it incomplete system of education. Educational system should have to touch every level of the body, every level of the human existence. So, the intellectual level is being touched upon by the human, by the present day educational system. I like this, I like that. I don't want that. I want this. I like this type of food. And that type of food is hated. Where does this liking comes from? It don't touch the emotional field at all. Emotional field is very important because life is being lived in the emotional field only. And the egoistic field is a field which is deeper than the emotional field. And it is necessary to touch upon this emotional level. Something goes wrong in the human nervous system or anywhere, but still one does it. If once it is noted that it is wrong, then why man does it? Weakness, ignorance. Because of that, he is being forced to do that. So, if something forces you to do it, you're not free. You're not independent. Where is your freedom gone? So it is the right time to make this educational system to be ideal. In Atma Dhyanam, which we are teaching, which is the practical aspect of Brahma Vidya, one crosses inwardly all levels of human existence. Since it is Atma Dhyanam, you meditate, and you meditate, what happens? You begin to forget everything. You begin to lose your memory. The emotional field is being crossed, and the egoistic field is crossed, and one arrives at Atma, Atman. So spontaneously, one goes deeper and deeper, one dives deep within himself. And what happens in this? One locates the self. The emotional roughness is gone. Is slowly the roughness dissolves, and the ego, when it unites with Atman, so it enjoys cosmic structure. That is the field of Mother Nature herself. That is the field of unified wholeness. That is the field of infinite correlation. Everything in the universe are correlated there. That is the seat of nature. Spontaneously, one has to contact it morning and evening, daily. So since the experience of Atma is missing in the present-day modern system, we call it incomplete system of education. We are not satisfied with the incomplete system of education. An ideal man is the man who should be ideal enough in his behavior. If the education doesn't teach you, about Atman, about the wholeness in life, the system is not perfect. It's not perfect. Educated man is a resourceful man. An educated man is a cultured man. The educated man is a man who can do anything freely. Spontaneous right action is to be provided to the educated man. The education is important to the young man only for making him free from mistakes. If one can't be given this responsibility, if the educated man is not given this responsibility, then every action is perfect, every action is in accordance with natural law, then why far? Education should be provided to him. All unified field is within his reach. The present day modern science too talks about fullness, talks about all material field disappear. Underneath, if you go, many theories have been discovered. All different types of forces have been categorized into four values. Electromagnetism, weak interaction, strong interaction, and gravity. Then later on, theories have been discovered, and these fundamental forces are more and more unified. And lastly, it is found that the force field disappear. Matter field also disappear. What remains? Vacuum, pure vacuum remains, and the vacuum is a self-referral vacuum within itself. It is awake within itself. From the point of view of material structure, you don't see anything liveliness here. You don't think any material here. The only material is left with is vacuum, and there is lively within itself. That means what? It is consciousness. That means it is Atman itself. You can't see Atman outside, but inside you can see that. You can locate it, you can see it, and you can enjoy it in your life. If education will not teach you this, then the educational system is a thorny system. It's not a perfect system at all. Incomplete, incomplete. Educational system it is. So it is necessary to make it ideal. What the present day physicists, what the present day scientists have located, vacuum field, lively within itself, and that we call it Atman. If that is the case, why can't you enjoy it? It's the birthright of every man to enjoy himself. Is the unified wholeness, that is the field of Mother Nature, that is the home of Mother Nature. And that is the field of infinite correlation. One has to see it, one has to enjoy it. And that is the field of infinite bliss. Since it is bliss itself, why don't you refer to it? We don't enjoy it. That is the reason why the educated man also is incomplete. Because the educational system is not ideal. It's very easy to make it ideal. Just add that process which is capable enough to locate your Atman within yourself, which refers to your Atman, and all the emotional field is being refined. Whenever you meditate Atma Dhyanam, you go deeper and deeper. You touch the emotional field, then spontaneously emotions are being refined. You go beyond the emotional field. You go beyond the egoistic field. And you arrive at that Atman which is bliss consciousness. In the beginning, one can see only dullness there. But later on, meditating more and more of Atman, atyantam sukham asnute, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yunjan Gevam Sratmanam Yogi Vigatakalmasaha Sukena Brahmasansparsham Atyantam Sukham Masnute. Brahmasansparsham, one touches the field of Atma. One touches the field of Brahman. That's the reason why indescribable Ananda is experienced. Brahma sansparsham atyantam sukham mastute. Indescribable bliss bubbles within yourself and enjoy it, enjoy it. So that is the reason why morning and evening one has to meditate Atma Dhyanam, which is the practical aspect of Brahma Vidya. It's very, very easy to rise to the level of enlightenment. Perfection in life. So it's very necessary that morning and evening one has to meditate. The responsible people, educated people, should take this responsibility. Should have to teach the method available to locate Atman within yourself. It's very important. Atma is the basic field experience of which makes you 100% material life enjoyed. 100% spiritual life is enjoyed by that. So, make the educational system ideal. Ideal. It's not necessary to copy what is happening in the West alone. This is developed by the Western educational system that caters only to intellect. Only outer information is provided. And the deeper and the information and the experience within yourself is not provided by it. Only when the Europeans and the Americans and the foreigners follow this ideal system, then only I will enjoy it. I will accept it here. This attitude is wrong. The attitude of what? Completely follow what the Westerners say. In this country, the totality is being enjoyed. That was taught to us by our forefathers. Traditional method. Time-tested metal. Time-tested value. Time-tested values. Lord Krishna is so beautifully talks about Atman everywhere. Yogastaha kuru karmani. What does it mean? Having established yourself in Atman, perform action. Yogastaha kuru karmani. Yoga avastayam sthitva. Yoga avastayam tvam sthapayitva. Tatpachat karmani sarvani kuru. You do anything, but having established yoga in yourself. Having established, yoga means what? Union. Unite the mind with the Atman, then perform action. Then what is the result? Yoga, karmasu, kaushalam. Kaushalam is the result. Kaushalam means efficiency in action. Fulfillment in action. Success follows. This is what Lord Krishna has taught us. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Kushalata. Kaushalam means what? Efficiency. Kaushalam means what? Success in yoga. A yoga means what? Uniting your mental level. Jivatma they call it. Mental level. Impurified. Filled with impurities. This Atma is called Jivatma. That is the reason why we don't touch this. That is the reason why we call mental level. Mental level. The mind is to be united with Atman. Then perform action. So it's a beautiful teaching of Lord Krishna. You act. We don't say you should not act. You should not be engaged in dynamism in action. We don't say that. What we say is, having established yoga, that means what? Giving profound rest to the body and mind, then perform action. Put the arrow on the bowstring, pull it back. Pull it back means what? The moment arrow is being left, arrow is being released, it plunges forward and hits the target. So So, pulling the bowstring back is not to go back, is to move forward with all forceness. Is to make the target hit. So the educational system should be ideal, should be perfect.